The project requires a long list of zoning variances. The zoning board held a public hearing on them yesterday, but can't vote on them for a month. On Monday, the project is before the city planning board in the complicated process of getting a development legally ready to be built. This is even more complicated because it's being treated as two buildings, the actual housing structure and the corner lot building where the planned Braemiller Market would go if this is all approved. Project spokesman Matt Davison says the plan is the future.
This is what you see in cities much larger and much smaller than Buffalo. It's where the future is going. The future is electric cars and ride sharing and public commuting and public transportation. And Buffalo has an opportunity here for a great project that's going to bring a fresh food market downtown that we sorely need. It's going to bring affordable housing that we sorely need. And the project also has to be economically sustainable.
What it doesn't have is parking. Developer Carl Palladino blasted the plan as just a way for developer Paul Simonelli to improve demand for his network of downtown parking lots. City officials say there's plenty of parking, while architect and developer Steve Carmina says he's moving most of his staff from near Genesee and Main into the Harbor Center because it has hundreds of cheap parking spaces available. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.